went for a loving walk. Ha ha, my London Julie. And we had such a loving talk. Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. She took me to her favorite park. Ha ha, my London Julie. And we stayed there till after dark. Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. She said that she'd prove to root on me. Ha ha, my London Julie. She spent my money fast and free. Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. As soon as I put out to sea, ha ha, my London Julie. A soldier took her on his knee. Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie. Juliana, Juliana, where do you go? Ha ha, my London Julie.
You are tuned to 106.1 FM WSCALP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. Hey, folks. It is time for the program called Local Folk. I am your host, Steve Carrigan, and I am bringing the people and events that are going on in the Seacoast, and I'm trying to bring you what Local Folk is all about, local folk culture and the people that are making it. So before I get to my guest or guests this evening, who are here to share with you stories and songs that are influential to them, in the hopes of bringing you a little bit closer, perhaps, to the folk music. Before we can introduce them, I have a few other things that I need to do. I'm going to tell you what the computer says the weather might be. I'm going to give you some info from our underwriters. Hey, I also want to say one thing. Normally, I don't say this, but I need to say a thanks also today, and that is to Davies Tires. I was down there today, and I got tires on Friday, and popped my wife. Ran over a nail today picking up the baby, and this is a brand new tire. And I'm like, my gosh, why does it have to happen to the new tire? How come your bald tires never seem to pop? And you always get a nail in the new tire. So I brought it down to them, and they didn't have the tire for me, and so they put on a loaner spare tire so that they could get the right tire in for me at like no charge. I've never heard of that before. So anyways, I got a loaner tire on Elizabeth's car right now, and I just want to say thanks to Davies Tire for that. That's not like a plug or anything, but no, I guess it is. Hey, whatever.
Go to Davies Tires.
They are not an underwriter, and the opinions expressed on this program are not those of WSCA or anyone else except for myself, I suppose, for that matter, and sometimes not even then. But I know that school's starting, and I know that one guest of mine, I have four guests today, one guest of mine just recently retired from teaching and is excited to not be going back to school, but more on that in just a moment. The name, or not, I'm not going to tell you who it is, forget it. Hey, the name of my guest tonight is London Julie. And it consists of Ramona, in alphabetical order, Ramona Connolly, Carol Coronis, Justine Donovan, and Sue Young. Okay. Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
nice
you, Steve.
Happy to be here.
All right. I'm going to turn you guys up. Turn you guys up. In the realm of folk music, there have been, you know, many, you know, there have been singer-songwriters, and there have been plenty of women singers, but I have to say that there is an underrepresented genre of traditional folk music that I don't think sees too many women groups, and that would be traditional maritime music. They're here with me today. They're all people that I've played with and sang with down at the Press Room session on Friday nights. Two of them, Sue and Carol, have been individual guests on my show and have shared some of their, see, they're part of the alumni, local folk, have shared some information with us, and the rest of them are here to share some music and stories with us all. There's four of you here. I don't even know where to start.
It's our entourage. We are our own entourage.
All four of us.
Well, I mean, you have, you know, when did you become London Julie? How did you go from four and, you know, and unite into the one London Julie? Please tell me.
I think back in the middle of June, Carol and Ramona and I had been talking off and on for actually a long time about maybe getting some gigs, and we've done some things together, the three of us. I said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could get together and do all this maritime stuff? We all like it, and we all love to sing harmony stuff. And so we said, oh, we still feel like there's something that's missing. And at the June Shanty sing at the Press Room, Carol said, hey, I'm going to text Justine, who's across, you know, by the way, across the room.
But that was Ramona's idea, which was the best idea.
Always love Justine's voice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. More on that later. But yeah, so we're texting each other, and we hatched that night. Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
And Justine answered right away.
Yes.
With a big yes.
And a big smile.
Waiting for some friends to sing with. It was great.
Steve, why are you wincing in pain over there?
Because I'm sitting there trying to picture you guys texting each other at
across
a session,
the
across the room.
Well,
at
you
a
know,
session.
Headphones will use.
It's better than talking, right?
Because you can't hear anything.
It's hard to say.
But you can see.
If
maybe
this program was all texting, it was ever.
Well, no, but it's better than talking in the middle of the session, right?
Oh, better than talking in the middle of the session.
While people are trying to sing and they'll tell their stories. So.
Well, that's true.
Ramona had the idea, and she talked to Carol and I, and we're like, we need to jump on this because someone will take Justine away from us, and we can't let this happen. I was prepared to hogtie her and throw her in the trunk, FYI. But
1 week later, we were rehearsing, and we've been meeting at least weekly ever since.
It's been so fun.
Is it still considered work when there's that much wine and laughter happening?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think so.
No one's going to pay us if they don't think it is.
It's grueling work. I've always tried to share with people just how much grueling work it is to actually put a band together. So do you guys buy the wine by the box? Is that...
yeah, you know, Costco.
My sister was married this summer and gave me a case of wine. And we still have four big bottles left in the car.
Yeah, that's true. That's where a lot, yeah.
Boy, that's excellent.
Never dry moment.
So get it dry.
Hey, I'm going to play a little bit of something right here. And I'm going to have Woodspa name that tune.
It's Tom Holland. Tom Holland, the handsome cabin boy.
Okay.
It's a brilliant version of the song.
Good one. Of course, you sing this one.
Let's listen to it for just one sec here on Local Folk. We'll be right back.
And signed on with a captain to serve. she been on board, she seemed in great joy. Her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy, and once in a while she'd slip him a kiss and a woman she liked the toy. But the captain found out the secret, told the handsome cabin boy. Their cheeks was red and rosy, her hair down in curls. The sailors often smiled and said it looks just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuit crackers did destroy, and the waist did swell up pretty well, the handsome cabin boy.
Alrighty, I can't get through the whole story because it's already quarter past and we have a lot to talk about right now. But I just want to say that was Tom Hall that we're listening to right now, who is the person that started the press room session back about 35 years ago, and this is really where we all met and how we all came together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, not 35 years ago, but about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But yeah, yeah. Tom had started that a long, long time ago, and then the Shandy session's kind of new, relatively speaking. It's about 11 years old, 12 years old. I think we're going on 12 this year. Maybe?
Let's talk about that for a minute. There's a Shanty session, and that happens every...
third Saturday of the month?
Third Saturday. Okay. Yeah. So every third Saturday of the month, if you have any... if any of you folks out there have any interest in listening to Sea Shanties other than the once a year when we have the Portsmouth Maritime Folk Festival, then you can go down to the press room on the third Saturday of the month during the day, and hear these guys, hear London Julie and hear other shanty singers perform shanties and things like that. You're listening to Tom Hall right there, the Handsome Cabin Boy. Tell me about that song. Sue, you chose that song to play as an influential song. Was it the person or was it the song? Tell me about that.
It's a little bit of both, actually. I kind of have a soft spot for women who are cross-dressing. It sounds kind of awkward to say it like that, but, you know,
not
it is what
you.
It is. Yeah, not for me. There's a lot of different songs, and that's just one of many different songs of the nature where a woman would dress like a man to go aboard a ship. A lot of times the songs are she's looking for her lost love. Occasionally she wants to join the Navy to be the drummer girl because she loves the music. And in other cases, she wants to join the Navy. She wants to go aboard the ship to travel the world and to be a part of the crew and do something that she was, by rights, not allowed to do. It was not legal for women to be a part of a crew, so they would have to dress in men's apparel and do what they needed to do. And, you know, she would take a huge risk at doing that.
Well, what would happen if you got caught?
All depended upon the captain and how kind he was.
Hmm.
But anything from, you know, she could just be cast off or...
Cast off, like just chucked overboard and adios?
Well, no, I mean they would stop at a port. I don't know that they would... I don't know. Actually, I haven't ever... In all of my research on that, I haven't come across one story where a woman has been cast overboard.
Okay.
But I have read stories where a woman has been just dropped off at the nearest port Didn't matter where she was, who she was. See you later. You're a woman. You're not supposed to be on a board. You're certainly not supposed to be dressed about, you know, dressed like a man, doing a man's work on a ship.
You think that's what they said to him? Listen, lady.
Go home and cook. Make some stew. Fish stew.
I think that they would talk a lot more like my non-radio personality. They would use a lot more
sailor talk.
Use a lot more sailor words than I'm allowed to use right now.
Yeah, there are no sailor words. We only use radio. We only use radio words here.
I'm good. I can do that.
I do want to mention something, and that is that primarily it was men out sailing.
Right.
So why the interest in specifically in maritime music where, okay, there are a lot of themes. That theme is about a woman sneaking on board. Okay,
right.
And then there are, then there's also a lot of... there are a lot of different themes that I see in maritime music, and most of them aren't the woman, you know, that one... All right, what am I getting at? Most of the songs are about your woman at home,
woman
or this
home.
And that and the other thing. So
she's always forgotten. Everyone talks about the men and their jobs on the ship and where they've gone to sea across the ocean, down to Cuba, wherever. Mm-hmm. But the women who are left behind, fishermen's wives, they have a very hard duty to do, you know? They mm-hmm. have to help the man prepare. She has to wait around for him.
Yeah, waiting around is tough. My 2.5-year-old cannot do that even for like 1 second.
Right?
We get a song here about a woman who couldn't even wait around for one day for her sailor boy.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Let's hear it. What is it?
Oh, my goodness. It's called A Wife in Every Port.
A Wife in Every Port. Oh, is this one that you're going to perform?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Okay, we're going to have a live performance here on Local Folk. I can hear you.
All right.
We have a bouzouki.
A sitar.
10
strings on this baby here. Yep, Mr. Bob Abrams, phenomenal musician and luthier, is the creator of this beautiful instrument. So, on that note. I'm sailing away in the morning, I'm sailing away in a tide, and when I return again, lass will be my bride.
Will you be my bride, me boys? Will you be my bride? And when I return again, lass will you be my bride.
Boy was standing on the quay, standing on the quay, me boy, standing on the quay. She got the eye of a sailor boy, standing on the quay. Well, the storm was rough and the cannons roared, and driving was the rain. After 12 months out to sea, was home. With a baby in her arms, she said, I'm sorry, me sailor lad, I fell for soldier's charms. Fell for soldier's charms, me boys, fell for soldier's charms. Said, I'm sorry, me sailor lad, I fell for soldier's charms. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now don't you worry me, Bonnie Lass, was a sailor's boy. Tour. Don't you worry, me bonny lass, got a wife in every port. Wife in every port, me boys, life in every port. Don't you worry, me sailor boys, got a wife in every port. Wife in every port, me boys, wife in every port. Don't you worry, my bonny lass, got a wife in every port.
Woo! Whoa.
Nice.
That was smoking.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you.
That was super dynamic and fun and cool.
Yeah, we're kind of about that usually.
Yeah. I mean, tell me about it.
Well, we think so anyway. Sometimes.
Some of the women we sing about were pretty gutsy. Oh. It's not all about the women waiting at home. It's women doing things and living their lives.
Doing things and living their lives. That's what I'm talking about. So my big question before, which I finally had a chance to quantify in my own head, what exactly was I trying to ask? Do you have a hard time finding material that relates to what it is that you want to talk about in your own lives? Or that you want to express to people?
No.
Not
no.
at all.
Okay.
There's tons of stuff,
You just have to know where to look, and you have to not be afraid of the answers.
Yep.
Honestly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of stuff out there, but it is you have to be willing to put your elbow grease in it.
You have to be able you have to be able to dig around.
You have to be able to dig around. You have to be willing to do that work.
I want to play something here that it's a CD that one of you gave me. It should be very different, but I just want to give an example. You know, everybody here has very varied influences, and even maritime music itself is related in other ways to other types of music. So I just want to play a little piece of this right now. This is called Grizzly Bear. Let's listen to this for just one moment. We'll be back to talk about it right here on Local Folk.
Grizzly Bear. He was a great big old grizzly.
Grizzly Bear.
He know we made a tracks of lacquera.
Grizzly Bear.
He had a great big paw like a
Grizzly Bear.
I said a grizzly.
Grizzly Bear.
Oh Lord, have mercy. You know they tracked him through a Texas line.
Grizzly Bear.
He went on down to Oklahoma now.
Grizzly Bear.
You know the people trying to catch him now.
Grizzly Bear.
Because he was a killing stock now.
Grizzly Bear.
I said a grizzly.
Grizzly Bear.
I just want to compare that, which is actually a black work song, which has some very big similarities to maritime music, and also another influential CD that Winter brought in. I'm just going to transition over to it for a moment. We'll just listen to this for a moment as well.
My sweet comrades o'er the stormy sea. Snow white wings are all unfurled, and soon we'll swim in a watery world. Don't forget love, do not grieve, for my heart is true and cannot deceive. My hand and heart I will give to thee.
All right. I just need to say that my goal there was just to pick out the two extremes. Here on Local Folk, I have people bring in CDs and music that are influential to them. And maritime music, and when you're listening to this kind of music, I mean, it can vary wildly. The first song, Grizzly Bear, let's see. Justine, tell me about that Grizzly Bear song.
Well, that's from a CD called Wake Up Dead Man. The book Wake Up Dead Man is a famous collection of African-American slave songs. That's one of the songs. It's got the same rhythm and beat that a lot of the work songs that you hear aboard ships.
Okay. And, so it is similar to a work song. Well, that's a work song on land.
Absolutely, yep.
And what we're talking about when we talk about work songs in a maritime environment is something that is, you know, obviously on a ship, raising sail or whatever else. Now, I switched it over to pretty much what I thought was would probably be the other extreme. Ramona, you brought in The Emigrant's Farewell. Is that what we're listening to right there?
Yes, that's Murren Nagamblov, and she sings with Danu. And I brought in several immigrant songs because my grandparents on both sides were immigrants.
Oh, really?
From Newfoundland and from Poland. And I think about these people who leave on ships or work on ships, and I find them very moving. I find the Irish immigrant songs particularly moving. And I think at this point I'll just put in a word for a number of the songs that I found in the repertoire when Tom and Lynn started the Shanty Sing. I found the music that was about women who were waiting when someone would leave for a long time. I found it very emotional. Many of the songs are. And there were many women. In a sense, they're military wives. Their partner goes out for a long time and they say goodbye. But when they go into the sea, they, I guess in any military situation, they can drown. So several of the things I sing are, will you come back? Have you drowned? So they're very beautiful and they're slow. Though I've got to say, I'm with Carol on the rockin' thing.
Yay! I love it all, though.
I almost feel like if you combine those two songs and added a cittern, you would have London Julie.
There you go.
All
right.
We're trying to mix it all up here on Local Folk. But yeah, you're right. I mean, songs about waiting is about a song about someone leaving, and this is a song about someone traveling, and one of those songs about somebody being enslaved, and the other one is about somebody, well, having the freedom to travel, but also being tied to, you know, emotionally. Can you imagine? You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen even, like, when my daughter gets old enough to have a car.
That's going to be scary.
I can tell you. You're going to cry.
I'm sure I'm going to cry, and I'm going to worry, and they're just going out for, like, you know, up the street, you know?
I can't even say the same thing every father says. It's not that I'm worried about you, sweetheart. I'm worried about all the other people
all
out
the
there.
Other people in the world, but that's just not true. I will be thoroughly worried about her.
Really, I believe my parents when they said that.
So these are some of the things that you're listening to, you know, before you decide to come and form this band together. And the opportunity came because you just decided that you wanted. What was it particularly about maritime music? Was it just that? Well, tell me about that.
Well, I'd been hosting some of the acts at the Works in Portsmouth for a bunch of years now, and I think it was Sue and Ramona who came up with the idea, and then Ramona with the idea to get Justine into here, and I thought, yeah, that might be kind of fun to try. Yeah. We get to perform. I'd host the acts, and I'd do two or three songs or tunes, either or both, in between the acts, and it was a lot of fun, but this year we're going to be there performing at the Bagelry. I don't know what time yet, but that's going to be Sunday the 30th of September. And then we're also going to be doing a session at the Rusty Hammer. We're going to be kind of sort of hosting that. And of course, Tom Holland and Schultz are the hosts, but we're going to be there to kind of, yeah, just have a ball with them. And
So the schedule's already out?
Ish.
Well, ish. Yeah, ish.
I was going to say.
Ish. But I don't know. So we started practicing. We started rehearsing, and we spent a lot of time just having fun and talking. And about the last 20 minutes, we should sing something. Okay. But most of our best rehearsals, if you would, I think, are when we're all together somewhere, either at a party or at a session, or even at one of it. We've actually had a couple of gigs so far, and it's amazing because we have been singing these songs together for so long.
Well, this has happened quickly. So long, tell me about how you got these gigs.
Just incredible support.
Unbelievable
support and unbelievable
from the community.
Love.
Yeah. Yep, from the local musicians. And it's been impressive,
especially
touching.
Tom Hall and all those folks.
And Babs, Ben, Jeff Warner.
And some of the other folks.
We'll leave someone out.
Yeah, we're afraid of that. So
we don't mention your name. It's not because we don't love you.
We love you.
We love everyone. Yeah. No, but really, it's like this. And all of a sudden, we formulated this thought. Like, this is something that's been kind of, I think, bubbling underneath the surface for such a long time for each and every one of us. And then all of a sudden, it came together, and it was like, it's going to sound so weird, but like almost like a cosmic kind of like lightning struck, you know? It was like, bam! And not to sound like, you know, Emerald, but
like
bam!
A tsunami.
And like a tsunami!
Oh, funny girl, Susan.
They're going to give me like a high hat for my baron. But
I like that idea, actually. And some zills. Give a little
I have those. But anyways, so yeah, in... when we finally just kind of decided, it was, I don't know about the other girls, but I kind of felt like this was, the other women, I felt like this was something far beyond any one individual. It was something literally from somewhere else that just kind of pushed us all, and it was like cosmic is the only thing I can think of it. And the gigs, I don't know. I mean, we've played over to, we were asked to help host a session over to the Gundalo, and then
so you're going
to
be on the Gundalo.
We're
going
to be on the Gundalo out on the ocean.
Mm-hmm. The 21st of September.
21st, yeah.
I've never even been on the Gundalo, and they park it right next to where I work. Oh. It was like,
well,
someday
really
you should maybe come on here someday, maybe.
We're doing it. That'll be fun.
If we get invited. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, you go out on a cruise. You know, the Gundalo is what they call Portsmouth's tall ship.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I mean, that's what they call it, I think. That's how they promoted it. I don't know if they still call it that, but when they were going to restore it, they were calling it like Portsmouth's tall ship.
Oh. And,
it might be tall to some people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tall-ish, you know. I mean, it's not exactly a tall ship. It's a barge.
Right.
You know, with a sail on it. But think about it. You know, you go out on this barge, and you're out on the river, and you're listening to music, and, you know, you're just having a grand old time. And it really does speak to what Portsmouth is all about, because tall ships would come in,
right?
And Portsmouth's tall ships, a bunch of gundalos would go sail this stuff up the river.
And don't you know, Steve? Like when we all like to sing, so when we all came together to sing, it was an incredible synergy. But you know that with your own band, you can sing by yourself and really enjoy it. But when you come together with your bandmates and sing, there is some kind of power there that is so incredible. It really is. Yeah. And you guys in Great Bay Sailor do the same thing. Mudhook. I mean, it's a very cool feeling. It's fun and it's bigger than we are individually.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out why this didn't happen before. This is what I'm trying
to
figure out.
You know, that's why I said it. I think sometimes it's got to be cosmic or something. There's got to be like a greater force out there pushing this to happen, because we've all been singing, you know, at sessions for years and years and years, and we've all known each other for years, and it just kind of came
happened,
together.
So.
It was so organic. It was so like, well, we all love to sing. We all love to sing harmonies, and we all love this
and Justine
music,
came and to Portsmouth.
Justine came to Portsmouth.
That's right.
Portsmouth as well. Maybe it was because you all converged on Portsmouth.
Oh, we did.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, that was sort of magical, wasn't it? All of us at the same time.
Wow.
Definitely think that's awesome. Hey, I have to let... Oh, Carol, would you like to share something with us?
Yeah, I just want to thank the folks down in Gloucester, Michael O'Leary especially. We got to perform on the Thomas E. Lennon schooner, and the weather was beautiful. The people were great. We had a blast. There were some other great musicians there also. It was so fun. So
excellent.
So I'll mention that, yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks to them down in Gloucester. And those guys from Gloucester come up here sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, and they sing shanties. Oh, I should just let... Okay, first of all, you know, first things first, I have to get down to business and just let you know that programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Seacoast Growers Association, presenting farmers markets in the Seacoast region for 32 years with local produce, meats, prepared foods, garden plants, and handcrafted goods. SeacoastGrowers.org. That's what you do when you stop being a sailor, as you say, I'm going to stop being a sailor, and I'm going to buy a farm with all this money I just earned.
There's a song
this is
about
what the guy...
I have a song about that in reverse, too, the other way around. He couldn't make any money laying tiles, so he decided to try fishing for a while, but that's for another time.
Do you have... I know you only... Do you have more songs that you can play for us live?
Please.
Okay, here we have London Julie performing. This is performing live and performing music, which is, I would say, atypical maritime music. It has it has their own flair to it, I guess you would call it. It really kicks rear end.
I wondered what you were going to say there. You
world.
Stopped. I was waiting for
the mic's on, Steve. The mic's on.
So what are you thinking? What are you thinking you're going to perform for us? Choices.
So long ago.
Yeah, fair.
We're thinking of doing Fair Maid at 17. Sue has the lead on this.
There we go.
Fair Maid at 17 here on Local Folk WSEA 106.1.
Okie dokie. And away we go.
Night was fair, made about 17. I enlisted in the Navy, board served the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, I sailed out to stand, for to hear the cannons rattle and the music so grand. The music so grand, the music so grand, for to hear the cannons rattle and the music so grand. Well, the officer that enlisted me was a tall and handsome man. He said, "You'd make a sailor, so come along, my man." My waist be small and slender, my fingers long and slim, and very soon they'd learn me. I soon exceeded them.
I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them.
And very soon they'd learn me. I soon exceeded them. Well, they sent me to my bed. They sent me to my bunk. But taking off me blue green shirt would not to make me smile, for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while.
A maiden all the while, a maiden all the while,
for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. Well, they sent me to London for to guard the tower, and I'm sure I might be there until my very dying hour. But a lady fell in love with me, I told her I was a maid. She went to the captain, my secret betrayed.
My secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed.
To us and to the captain, my secret she betrayed. Well, the captain came up to me, he asked if this was so, and I dare not, I dare not, I dare not say no. It's a pity we should lose you, such a silly lad you made. It's a silly we should lose you, such a handsome young maid.
A handsome young maid, a handsome young maid. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid.
Fare thee well, my captain, you've been so kind to me, and likewise my shipmates, I'm sorry to part with thee. But if ever the Navy needs a lad, a sailor I'll remain. I'll put on my captain feathers and I'll run the rigging again.
I'll run the rigging again, I'll run the rigging again. I'll put on my captain feathers and I'll run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again, I'll run the rigging again. I'll put on my captain feathers.
Whoa, you are listening to 106.1 Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Local Folk. I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and I'm here with a group tonight. London Julie, a newly formed group of maritime rock and rollers, basically. I mean, they're taking maritime music and they're at, you know, I really think they're adding a twist to it, something
See,
that I don't
salted
always...
rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I would say.
We
I mean,
like
it sounds
that.
Fun. Yeah, that yeah. is true. I mean, it's super fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is a ball.
Oh, yeah.
It is a ball.
Yeah. I mean, there's yeah. nothing that you can say that could describe the feeling I think that each of us feels when we get to sing and perform together.
We laugh a lot.
I mean, that was another
I'm
one of
those. I'm actually almost speechless. I mean, that's how crazy.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. just call Dan. He'll tell you this is actually not a lot for me.
Yeah. So that was another one of them cross-dressing songs. And then a woman falls in love with a guy. Let me get it straight. He goes off to she goes off to sea. She dresses like a man. A woman falls in love with her, and she says, "Hold it."
Sorry.
I'm a woman.
That's how she's found out.
That's how she's found out.
That's how she's found out. Now this song is actually a derivative of another song called "The Drummer Girl," and it's another traditional song. And
the drummer girl. So it wasn't just on ships, or was this a drummer on a ship?
I mean, a lot of times that you'd find the women that they're drawn to it, not because of the men, not because of the adventure, but because of the music.
You mean
they'd want to be the drummer.
They're there for the music
to
drum.
They're there for the music, and that's kind of in essence
like
what
Susie.
Yeah, you drum.
I do drum.
I was just gonna say you're drawn to it through the drum. You're awesome drum. Hey, I want to play. I want to play another song. I think it's one of carols, and I think I don't know. You know what? I think we're gonna find out exactly what it is right here. Carol, tell me about this one right here. Tell me who this is first of all. No, this isn't you. We're gonna listen to it for a sec. We're gonna play Name That Tune.
Oh yes, of course, the Fisherman's Wife.
Let me see if I can guess. Is this Steel Eyes Span?
You're good.
You're good.
That's why they made me the host.
Yeah, Fisherman's Wife, Natty Pryor. I just love her voice. Always loved her voice. Always loved this band.
Tell me about this band. I mean, you don't have to tell me. Tell me about what it means, too, because to me, this band is a transitional band. I mean, this is a band that brings people to the music.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's almost, for me, it's the way a piece of music sounds before I even listen to the words. I'm listening to the melody. I'm listening to the blending of the harmonies. It's the notes that just kind of do it for me. And, yeah, I do like a lot of upbeat stuff, but something like this is real soulful, almost ethereal. In fact, it is ethereal.
I think it is. I want to give people an opportunity here. I'm going to give them 10 seconds, and I want them to listen to this and decide, you know, and listen critically and just say, am I listening to the words first or am I listening to the tune first? Because I honestly think that it has to do, I don't know what it means about your personality, but some people are words, some people are tune, some people are both. Let's give people an opportunity to find out for themselves here on Local Focal. Folks, I'm wondering, or you can answer the question yourself. Are you a words listener or are you a tune hearer? I'm a tune hearer first. I'm a song singer, but I'm a tune hearer. Ramona, what do you hear?
Voice.
Tunes, definitely.
Tunes.
Both? Yeah, both.
Tune, as you've already said.
Yeah, not okay. Just the tune, but all the other notes in between and all flowing together.
You mean the tune in between? You know how to read between the tune?
Well, it's just not as... Yeah, actually, it's not just one note. In fact, my favorite thing to do, whether I'm singing or playing the citron, is to harmonize and to play not what the lead is playing, but to play stuff that blends in and maybe even take the beat and, you know, throw in some triplets, let it drag a bit, but always stay within the meter that you've got. But I love the blending of the sounds all together. So if it doesn't do that, it's like, no thanks, you know.
This is kind of a super blending. This is called The Fisherman's Wife. I mean, it's just about...
It's absolutely
the tune,
yummy.
You think the tune is delicious and yummy, which I think it is. Yeah. I would say it's like caramel.
Yeah. Yeah. Good way to put it. Caramel, exactly.
I like to relate to food.
Rich
thanks.
And sweet.
Yeah. That's how I teach bakes and rhythms. Jigs and reels are pineapple and watermelon.
Pineapple and watermelon.
Everything in my life, it's all food.
Do you teach? Okay. How many of you are teachers? No, I see one. No, none. Okay, two. One, two, three. Three out of four, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Justine, do you still teach right now?
I'm in education. I direct a child care center for MIT.
You direct a child care center for MIT? Hey, that sounds pretty cool.
Well, for the children.
So, like the super
MIT
smart kids?
People. They are very smart, actually.
They're all like, hey, I'm so perfectly glad to be here at the MIT Center. You're like, you're one. What is going on here? Ramona, you're a teacher as well?
Well, I teach violin and piano.
You teach violin
lessons.
And piano? Okay.
By day, I've always worked in libraries. Now I'm in financial services.
Financial services. Like Bruce McIntyre, is that financial services kind of guy? Carol, you were a teacher as well, right?
Yes, for over 30 years.
30 years. What subject did you teach?
Math of all subjects, but I love to tell people I'm right-brained.
Math of all subjects.
Sort
my
of
goodness.
A, yeah, sort of take
we
a different approach.
We can talk quadratic equations sometime. No, we can't.
I'd rather talk fractals, chaos theory. It's prettier when you put it into a computer.
Well, I mean, being educators or being, you know, around people in front of them, do you think that that has any influence in your choice of, you know, music and how you've decided to come to the music? And if so, why? Anybody, I'll just throw that out there. Because I think that it does, but I
absolutely.
Mean, you know, Sue,
well,
are you a teacher?
No, I'm actually, I'm the slacker. I'm the slacker in the crew.
I can't, what do you do? Do you cook?
I do whatever
you
I
do. You do whatever you need to do.
I'm an assistant office manager by day.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Do a lot of shipping, receiving.
Shipping?
Do accounts receivable and pay. Yeah. See, that's where it all comes in. No. no, but, you know, I work for a very small family-owned business, and we all wear a lot of different hats, so I do a lot of different things with them.
Oh, that's so, that's totally cool. Do you like the historical aspect of it? I wonder. I mean, you know, and do you find, do you talk about the music? Do you talk about this? Do you all talk about the songs before you perform them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. To one another. Yeah. Every week we seem to come with a different bit of research about one of the songs we've been singing.
Yeah.
And in terms of the educator in us, I guess learning now, teaching now is teaching people how to learn. So that piece of it, knowing about songs and wanting to learn more about songs, I think is what drives us to research the music the way we do.
Mm-hmm. And is it sort of that whole story about peeling an onion and you've kind of different layers?
Definitely.
Yeah.
See,
definitely.
That, you know, that happens to me with the tune.
Well, it's the same theory.
Yeah.
Every tune comes from somewhere.
Oh, it does.
Every song comes from somewhere, yeah. So it's up to you as the singer of the song or the player of the tune to do your due process, you know, and find out where it came from and where did you learn it from, where did they learn it from, and so on and so forth.
We need to do, we only have like 10 minutes left on this whole show. I don't know if you can even believe that or not, but it's true.
It's been fun.
Here on. So because we only have 10 minutes left, it's been great having you, but I want to talk about the big thing that's coming up that can help to promote maritime music here, and that is the Portsmouth 13th Annual Portsmouth Maritime Folk Festival. It's happening September 29th and 30th. That's the last weekend of September, right in the middle of downtown Portsmouth. London Julie is going to be performing their brand of maritime music.
Correct.
Which... Mm-hmm. is, I think, a little different, and I think quite refreshing. I'm
thank
just going to
oh,
say,
thank
it's,
you.
It's fun.
So much.
It's
thank
fun.
You.
It's refreshing. It's got, you know, it has, you know, gravity to it. You know, I mean, it sounds full. You know, it has excitement to it. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of different flavors at this maritime festival. There's going to be Bob Webb, who's like a real educator kind of person. He's like a solo educator. It looks like he might be coming with David Pelliquin. Calico Jack is going to be there. John Enrica, London Julie, Ken Sweeney, Bob Stewart, Jeff Warner, Audie Lane, and Peter Sousa, who was on my show. So was Jeff Warner. Great Bay Sailor, they've been on. Emery Hutchins was on the show. Mudhook, we had Alan Eaton from Mudhook last week on the show. Chris Madden, Tom Hall, and Lynn Schultz, and more. And there's just so much going on. There's a lot of different music. And, you know, normally when there's like a girl singer down there, it's like just one girl.
Yeah.
And now it's like quattro.
I think we've been told that we're actually the first all-woman maritime band to play at this festival.
Is that right?
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's
really,
cool.
really exciting.
I mean, I know of like one other maritime all-woman band, but what are they called?
Pop? We don't know.
You're quick.
I think they're called London Julie.
I think they're called London Julie.
And the other thing, the other thing,
London Janet.
she's our little sister. She's off to the curb.
But no, I think they just I don't think they play instruments or
That's
anything like
what
that.
What sets us apart? Ramona plays fiddle, and Susan plays whistle and baron, and Justine's going to be picking up the guitar in about a day or two.
So and the egg.
And the
egg. Yeah, she plays
two
the
eggs, not one, but two.
Yeah, I've heard
and
the eggs around here.
I still think we should bring some zills into this act. I think we could do it.
I really think that people should come down and see you all wherever you're playing next. First of all, I'd book the gondola.
Yeah.
If it were me, I'd go book the gondola, you know, and I'd go sit there on the river and listen to you play on the gondola. When is that again?
September 21st.
First, that sale sets at 5.
Set sale sets at 5, so make a reservation there on the gondola and watch these guys. And then also come down to the Portsmouth Maritime Folk Festival. Hey, I also need to let you know that you ought to go to Facebook.com. I'm not telling you what to do, folks, but if you want to know a little bit more about London Julie, please go to Facebook.com/LNDNJULIE. LNDN Julie.
Correct.
Okay, LNDN Julie. That's their Facebook page. You can get some more information about them. And, hey, you know, we're going to have to play a song in order to... Oh, we actually have 7 minutes left.
Woo!
It's amazing. Yeah! I'm sitting there going,
we're all out of time.
I mean, a few minutes of that's going to be a song. We have to figure out a song to play. I mean, you could either... I could play When to Leave. I was thinking about doing the Whoop Jamboree there or something like that.
Fun.
And that has like a...
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Because what is it about Whoop Jamboree? I mean, I've heard you all play it, but...
It's actually one of the most vigorous capstan shanties.
Most vigorous?
And they're pulling up stuff. They're doing all kinds of stuff around that capstan. And it's actually talking in the present tense about the trip that they're taking. And every place they stop is mentioned till they get back to where they start again. And, so it's a cool song, and we do a pretty rowdy version of it. This version you're going to hear is a little bit more mellow than what we do, but, you know.
Well, do you all perform it as part of your act?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you should just give me a piece of that now. We have like six. I'll figure out something else to play. To transition. By the way, Under the Radar is the program coming up next, the award-winning Under the Radar. But see, since I have these guys in here live, I'm going to try to take advantage of that because it's rare that I have people playing so much live. You coming out with a CD anytime soon, anyone?
Well, we've been talking about it.
Yes.
That's about as far as we got, I think, so far.
I think a little further in the near future. We'll see. Oh, this one, I do a bit of an intro here on the Saturn.
Whoop Jamboree.
Yeah, Jamboree. Hey. So, well...
Jamboree up, jamboree, Johnny gets your roasty sun. Up, jamboree.
me son. Trying to get your oats, me son.
Rock and roll. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, London Julie.
Thank you, Steve, for having us.
We have run out of time here on Local Folk, but this is, I think, maybe the first time that I've ever gotten like three live songs. I've had four people in my studio with a totally, you know, an awesomely unique sound. We didn't even get to Carol's Greek influence, but if you need to do that, you can go to StephenCarrigan.com. And there's a tab for Local Folk, and I keep an archive of all of that stuff, so you can go back and listen to Sue's, hear a little bit about her, Carol's, we'll have about her. Justine and Ramona, we're still going to have you on as individuals as well. I like to talk to people as individuals, but I just thought it was really important to have you all on. So, hey, thanks. Thanks, everyone. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll
thank
see you
you
next,
so much.
We'll see you next week on Local Folk. And here we are with Under the Radar.